Yes, everyone might say, yes, I have got my head, and of course I have my heart, otherwise how can I live? But here, the head represents wisdom, understanding, our intellectual capacity. Heart represents the human values, compassion, goodwill, friendship, generosity, loving kindness, and such wonderful virtuous qualities. So heart represents the virtue, brain represents the wisdom. Just like a bird needs two wings to fly, we need both virtues and wisdom. We need both head and heart in order to lead righteous, pure human life, and in order to become noble human beings in this society. Now let's see what will happen to us if we ignore one aspect of it and develop the other aspect. What will happen if we ignore our brain and then develop only the heart? In that case, we will cultivate virtue, goodwill, friendship, loving kindness, generosity. Such virtuous qualities will be developed, no doubt about it. But since we ignore the development of our wisdom, eventually we will become the victim of the others. It is possible. The danger of developing the heart qualities without brain qualities is that no doubt we will become a good person, but it is possible those evil, wicked, immoral type of people will take advantage on us. They might find compassion, goodwill, gratitude, such qualities are weak points, and they will take advantage on you. When you face such situation in life, you will suffer. You will feel so unhappy. You will feel that you are being used by the others. You will feel that they have taken advantage of your good quality. When you understand that you have been used by the others and taken advantage on you, in anger, hatred, jealousy, cruelty, and many other defilements arise in your mind. And it is possible you might go to the destructive ways. In that way, you will end up being suffering. In that way, you can create suffering to the society. So, virtue must go hand in hand with wisdom. Heart must go with brain. There's another danger of developing heart qualities without a brain. It is possible that you can become a nuisance to the society because you will lose your common sense. It is good to be compassionate. Compassion is a good quality. It's a quality of a heart, quality of the heart. But compassion always must go hand in hand with wisdom. Otherwise, as I said, it can be a nuisance. I have seen some people who are very compassionate, and they have so much love towards the animals, and they want to feed the animals. And there are occasions I have seen that they spread a lot of food in front of their house, you know, just in front of the house. These birds, pigeons, they come inside and they eat. Sometimes they go inside the house, and sometimes they go to the kitchen, and their droppings are everywhere. I do not know whether you have seen. Suppose just because you have compassion and you think, you know, the Singapore government is trying their best to what is it called, prevent those diseases like dengue and many other diseases because of the mosquitoes. So just because you have got compassion, then because of the compassion, you do not throw the water away, you do not clean your, the what is it called, the flower vases and all this, just remain there, leave the water because you have compassion. And what will happen? A mosquito will be breed there and it will be a problem. Cockroaches, ants, and rats, they breed in the places where the dirty things are. So out of compassion for these creatures, if you were to leave the nest in your house, what will happen? Correct? So the compassion alone is not enough. Compassion should go hand in hand with the wisdom. I have seen people, they are feeding the stray cats and dogs, which is good. It's compassion, but it has to go with your wisdom. Otherwise, it can be a problem to the society. Not only that, it can create many issues. I have seen people who are feeding the cats in the car parks, by the side of the roads. This incident happened in our temple when I was in Sri Lanka Rame, almost around 10 years back. There was a lady who used to come with some food, and she shake this food tin, then all the cats come to her. So she was enjoying doing it, which is a good thing, in fact. But she gives food everywhere. In the pavement, on the roads, or everywhere. So she also on that day has given the food on the road that turned into the temple. And a cat which was eating the food was run down by a car. And the cat died on the spot. But this is a mother cat. So the kittens are in the temple. So the monks had to be cat father and take care of this. So your compassion must go with wisdom. It is okay to do good actions, but use your brain as well. You should do it accurately, properly. I have come across someone, of course a family member came and asked my opinion, how I think of it, regarding his brother who refused to clean his bed. The bed is full of bed bugs, but he refused to kill the bed bugs because he thinks it's a bad karma and it is heartless, no compassion. So this person has been, you know, very sick because the bed bugs suck the blood. So where's your brain? You have only the heart, but no brain. Correct? So heart must go with the brain. Otherwise, it can become a nuisance. It can be a problem to the yourself, to the society. Well, giving is good. Generosity is good. But it has to practice with understanding, with wisdom. Just because giving is good, if you were to donate to terrorism, what will happen? You give money to those people who create problems, sufferings, terrorism. Do you think you are practicing the charity? Do you think you are practicing generosity in right way? In fact, rather than you are practicing generosity, you are harming the society. So you must know when you give for what purpose you are giving. Just because giving is good, It does not mean any kind of good to anyone for any purpose is good. Suppose there is someone who is addicted to drugs, and you know this person will use money to take drugs and drinks and harm himself. If that person were to come to you and ask money, and then if you were to give money and you clearly know this person is going to use money to use the drugs, are you doing something good for this person or something bad? So this is where, even though giving is a good action, it has to go with wisdom. So this is where your heart and brain must work together. Friendship is something good. Friendship is good. It's a good quality to be friendly and develop friendship. But you have to be discriminating. You have to be careful and you have to select your friends. Otherwise, just because friendship is good, you go and develop your friendship with criminals, with gangsters, with those people who are addicted to drugs. What will happen to you? You will be one of them eventually. So where's your brain? So heart qualities, virtues must go with the brain qualities. Otherwise, you will suffer in this life and you will create suffering for the others and you will become a nuisance to the society. This is what will happen to you if you develop only heart quality without any consideration towards the brain quality. Now let's look at the other side of it. What will happen to you if you develop only brain quality but ignore the heart quality? This is the opposite. You will become very clever, very smart, very intelligent, very cunning, very wicked. You will do anything to achieve what you want. You do not care anyone in the society. What you want to get done, you will get done. You do not know and you do not care right or wrong. That is the nature if you develop only brain without considering the heart. Many of those people who destroy the world, many of those people who destroy human beings ruthlessly, and they have got the brain qualities, but they do not have much heart qualities. You can become a materialist if you develop only your brain, and you can go to the extent to deny the efficacy of the actions and virtue. You might say that, you know, there's no something called virtue, and that is not in their vocabulary. So they use only the brain, and they will achieve whatever they want, and they will not care anything and anyone in this society. That is the danger. Someone who has got computer knowledge and very skilled in handling the computers, and someone who has got such ability, such knowledge, and if that person doesn't have virtue, the heart quality, he might use that ability, skills and knowledge to do harm to the society. He might do cyber crimes. He might spread virus to the other computers. He might access the other people's computers and steal the data. In yesterday paper, I think some of you perhaps might have seen and heard over the news in Singapore. In fact, what is called Sing Health. Yeah. The personal data has been hacked by some others. I think some of you perhaps maybe have experienced that your emails have been hacked. I do not know. One day, few devotees called me in the morning and said, "Venerable, are you all right? Are you doing fine?" I said, "Yes, I'm okay." Then he said, okay, then he hang up. Then 5 minutes later, somebody else called, "Bhante, are you in Singapore? Are you doing all right?" I said, "Yes, what happened?" He said, "Oh, okay, never mind." just hang up. Then one monk called me and said, what is this email that you're circulating? That you are in Africa and lost your passport, lost your money, and you're asking money from the people? What has happened? Then only I realized somebody has hacked my email and sent the fake email to all the people asking money, asking help. I do not know whether you have got such experience. So when someone has got only skills and doesn't have virtue, that person might use his skills to do harm rather than doing good. Someone who is very good in maths and accounting, and if that person were to appoint as a leader in a bank, it is possible that person, if he doesn't have hard qualities and virtue, and might use that skills to steal the money. It is possible. Yes, this incident happened in the time of the Buddha. One day, Venerable Mahamoggallana was going on his armed throne together with Venerable Lakkhana. And in his supervision, the supernormal vision, Venerable Mahamoggallana happened to see a ghost being who is in a very suffering state. Then, after he finished his meal, he went to the Buddha and said, Venerable Sir, today I happen to see a very miserable type of living being. He was constantly undergoing so much pain and suffering. Then the Buddha said, this particular being, which is labeled in the textbook as Satyakumbha, he said, once in his life was a very clever human being. He mastered a skill. What was the skill he mastered? This man has got the ability to throw the stones in target. In any given target, he can throw the stone without failure. And he mastered it to the greatest extent. And having mastered it, he wanted to try on it. Then he asked the permission from the teacher. The teacher said, do not attack a human being or a cow. You will be in trouble. Find another target to test your ability. Then with the stone in his hand, he was going round and how could I test my ability? And he happened to see a monk who was going around for his arms round. Then he thought, this monk doesn't have relatives and he doesn't have wife and children and he has renounced the life. Chucharan, nobody, and neither a cow. So ideal target. So he threw the stone and killed the monk. But what happened? The people saw it and all the people got angry. And the people together beaten him to death. Buddha said, this man, his ability, because you know he used in a such a way and he created suffering for himself and others and he suffered a lot and even today he is still suffering. Then having said, Buddha said, Yava deva anattaya nyattang bhalasa jayati. Those people who are only having the brain qualities and who do not have hard qualities, whatever the skills that they know, and these skills are only going to destroy themselves and the world. So Buddha encouraged the hard qualities as well as the brain qualities. So now you see the danger of developing the brain quality without heart. So Buddhism recognized it and then encourage to develop both compassion and wisdom. Compassion is the umbrella term for heart quality. Wisdom is the umbrella term for brain quality. Each and every one of you, if you have children, you must train your child to have both head and heart. In Singapore society and many such similar societies where materialistic aspect is highly regarded and the children are pressed to develop their brain qualities, parents want their children to be first in the class and achieve the materialistic aspect of life. And they simply forget about the heart qualities. So the parents press them, and some children cannot take it and they jump down from the building and they kill themselves. But eventually these children who are pressed by the parents to develop their brain, yes, eventually they become so smart, so intelligent, and they are so successful in life, but they are like computers. They don't have heart. So what will happen? When mother and father, when they are retired, and they will get them to write all the properties under their names and get all the money and kick them out. Fine, you are suitable to reap that result. Because you are the one who encouraged only the brain. You did not give the heart to your child. So your child is heartless. So you cannot scold your child because you did not give the heart. You gave only the brain. So the brain works in a such a way, and my mother, my father has got so much money, has got so much property, and then why don't I use it? Correct? So there are children who get all the properties are written under their names and get all the money and kick out mother and father from the house, and they are sent to old folk home. Or some other cases, they are kept as servants at home to cook, to take care of the grandchildren. That's fine. And you are the one who made the silly mistake. And you will reap the result. Few years back, I do not remember exactly when, Singapore government has to come out with rules that anyone who neglects mother and father will be dealt according to the law and order. Correct? Am I right? Yeah. So remember, train your child to have both head and heart. Both are important. If you know anyone, your colleagues, friends, encourage them to raise their children with head and heart. And that is what we are trying. Why religion? Why do we need religion? In fact, generally speaking, religion encourages the heart qualities. Generally speaking. That is why faith. That is why the religion based on faith, and then they encourage the virtue. So every religion is trying to encourage the heart qualities, generally speaking. But what about Buddhism? Buddhism is somewhat different. Even though Buddhism is a religion, Buddhism has got the perfect balance between heart and brain. So Buddhism encourages both heart and brain. So instead of faith, Buddhism starts with understanding. Now, if you look at the path the Buddha proclaimed, Noble Eightfold Path. What are the first two factors of the Noble Eightfold Path? Right understanding and right thoughts. Right understanding comes from the brain. Right thoughts come from the heart. Very beginning onward, the journey is set up, process is set up for a human beings to train both head and heart. Right understanding comes with analyzing, scrutinizing, questioning, learning. This is right understanding. Right thoughts, what are the right thoughts in the Noble Eightfold Path? Thoughts of generosity, means selfless. Selfless. Thoughts of generosity. Nikkamma sankappa. Thoughts of loving kindness, goodwill. avyapada sankappa. Thoughts of compassion, avihinsa sankappa. So these are the heart qualities. What does Buddhism encourage? Selfless, compassion, goodwill. Or in other terms, generosity means become open-minded and care and share with the others. Don't be so greedy and selfish. Then, compassion and goodwill. These are heart qualities. So from the right beginning, the process of changing from ignorant human beings to enlightened human beings is start with emphasizing the heart and the brain. So right understanding is your wisdom. Right thought is your compassion. So Buddhism is a religion that emphasizes compassion and wisdom. So friends, do not belittle these two aspects. There are some Buddhist and Buddhist sects and schools who are over-emphasizing brain qualities, forgetting the heart qualities, but that is not the Buddha's way. And if you were to do it, yes, you will be still good, since Buddha does not encourage any kind of violence, but you will be just dry intellectual. That's all. So must not forget our heart. Buddha is said to have both great compassion and wisdom. Development of both head and heart to the maximum level is the enlightenment.